helmet while attending. Each hour of the event, they'll be giving away a $100 gift card. They look forward to seeing you all who are interested in joining the support team, the Anderson School District 5 Job Fair. It's February the 18th from 2 to 6 p.m. at Westside High School on Pimentel Road in Anderson.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We're WCCP 105.5 The Roar, and we're joined in this hour by Kay Roper. Kay is from the Cancer Survivor Park project and is one of the members of the hierarchy behind the CHOP Cancer that is going to be held in early March. So we're going to speak to Kay now about everything that's going on over there. Kay, how are you? Appreciate you joining
us. How are you, Mike?
Oh, great, Kay. Let's start here. I'm not that familiar with the Cancer Survivor Park to begin with. What exactly is the Cancer Survivor Park?
Okay, great question. Well, it's almost in two parts. We're at the Cancer Survivors Park Alliance, which is a nonprofit organization whose vision is to change the way we live with cancer. And our signature project has been building this park. It's a cancer survivors park in downtown Greenville along the Swamp Rabbit Trail. It's 6.8 acres, and it's a beautiful space of hope and healing. There's much more to it and going to be much more to it, but it sounds like you have not actually seen it, but it's definitely worth a visit. I'd love to give you a tour, and hopefully some of your listeners have seen this progression of change in a really overgrown, ugly part of the Swamp Rabbit Trail in downtown Greenville into this beautiful area. It mimics a lot of the features like Falls Park downtown. You're familiar with that park.
Yeah, okay. All right.
And it does have a lot of those features.
And what was the goal of the park itself?
Well, it is to be a venue to provide a space where all survivors can go and sit in nature, and it's a place of respite, healing, celebration. We have a 1,500-square-foot building that is a beautiful space right in the heart of the center with a large beacon of hope on the top. And we will have programs there. We will actually have nutrition, laughter with yoga. We have a program called Food as Medicine, lots of survivorship programs to actually help cancer survivors and patients.
Oh, that's great. See, that's what I was getting at. So there are those elements within the park in the facility itself.
Absolutely. Okay. We have sculptures in the park too, Mike. There's a beautiful bronze lion that's in our children's garden. There are 18 different gardens within this park, and they're all designed to mimic a cancer journey. Some people, you know, are very sharing, want to talk about it. Some people are very private. Children's garden, full bronze, 8-foot by 4-foot statue of a lion that was modeled after Aslan from the Chronicles of Narnia. I don't know if you're familiar with those readings.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's a beautiful large lion that's cradling a pediatric bundle of cancer patient. Very, very touching.
Walt Deptula, I'm joined by Kay Roper from Cancer Survivor Park and the CHOP Cancer Foundation. You know, okay, we're all going to experience cancer in our lifetimes in one fashion or another. If it doesn't hit us individually, it will certainly hit those that we love. It's sort of inevitable. And so we all share this same fight, and I think that the same ultimate goals. Tell me about the CHOP Cancer fundraiser and everything that's involved there. I know you have a amateur chef cook-off competition, which I believe is comprised of 18 local celebrities and chefs. Is that right?
It is. It is. It was modeled after, you know, that TV show called Chopped.
Yeah.
It was kind of taken loosely from that. And we don't really chop anybody out of the competition for sure. But we have 18 chefs, and they're divided into teams of six. And within those teams of six, there are pairs, and the pairs will compete with each other's teams on stage during the night. And they will actually prepare a dish that they've been working on and practicing on for weeks. And it's supposed to be a cancer-fighting dish. They get extra points for using cancer-fighting ingredients like turmeric or garlic or green peppers. And we have professional chefs that will be there to judge them. They're timed, just like they are in CHOP. And I know, it's going to be fun.
So the pressure is on.
The pressure is on. And we have something new this year, too, which is going to be fun. We have children from the Clements Kindness Fund for the Children. It's a pediatric cancer awareness foundation. And we have three young chefs, 4-year-old Jack, 8-year-old Miley, and 13-year-old Clara. And they're going to be there cheering on their teams. They each have a team that they're representing. And they'll be adding a little special ingredients along the way.
That's absolutely tremendous. All right. So the event itself is when?
It's March the 8th. It's a Friday evening. It starts at 6 o'clock, and it goes until about 10. It's a night of all of the appetizers, entrees, and desserts being served. And interestingly, this year, the dessert is going to be one of the winning recipes from a past CHOP competition. This is our fourth annual one. And so it's kind of a surprise, but it's a cancer-fighting dessert, if you can imagine that. It sounds like an oxymoron, but it's delicious from what I hear.
I'm all in favor of cancer-fighting desserts, Ramona.
That's right.
I'm a big fan of cancer-fighting desserts. It sounds good to me.
Me too.
Now, Kate, it's going to run. It's going to be March 8th from 6 to 10. And in this, you're going to have the cook-off as a big part of it. Is there more to it than the cook-off itself?
There is. There actually is. It is a fundraiser for the Alliance. It goes back into supporting all of these survivorship programs for all survivors. And part of the fundraising is going on now on our website. It's chopcancerupstate.com. And all 18 chefs have a drop-down box under the chef tab. You can vote for the chef of your choice. They all have cancer stories. They are local CEOs, mothers, fathers, sisters, brothers. And you can read their cancer story. And they're $10 a vote. Pretty reasonable. And you can vote. It's a lot like Dancing with the Stars, too, if you've ever spoken with someone in that competition.
Okay, so so you can contribute now, if you'd like, in advance on the website. And that's interesting. Okay, I wasn't certain of that. So all 18 amateur chef participants have a cancer story to tell, maybe not necessarily themselves, but someone in their family.
They do. They're either a patient themselves, and we actually have had a couple of our chefs that came, post-surgery. We had one girl who had just finished having a mastectomy and came, and she felt so passionate about this event, and we were all just empowered by her.
Well, I watched about a 2.5-minute video that I found on the website, too, and one of the judges also has recently overcome his own battle with cancer. Isn't that right?
Yes, Chef Michael Granada is from the Culinary Institute of the Carolinas, which is the Greenville Technical College Culinary School, and they are actually donating their facilities for us, which is cool. But he's had a really tough battle the last couple of years and felt very passionate about giving back to this cause, and they are just donating their services. They're professional chefs teaching these amateur chefs, you know, how to make everything from making the presentation look better to using maple syrup or pecans instead of peanuts, because apparently peanuts are not cancer-fighting, but pecans are.
And maple syrup is?
Yeah, tell me. I didn't believe it, but they said it's a better combination. I don't know. We will have these recipes actually online after the competition.
All right.
Which will be kind of fun.
I don't think as of yet we've told people where it is. So let's let's make sure to tell people where it is.
All right. It will be in Greenville at the Embassy Suites on Verde Boulevard.
Okay.
And they are opening up their largest ballroom. We have a limit of 500 attendees, and it will sell out. We've already sold half the tickets, which is exciting because it's such a fun event. Excuse me. But they Embassy Suites on Verde Boulevard is where the event's going to be in their large ballroom.
All right. Now, how do people acquire the tickets? And the ticket, I guess, is part of the donation process, and then that entitles them, did you say, to hors d'oeuvres? And I'm sorry, run that by me again.
Oh, full meal. Yeah, no. Good question. There is a full reception bar that's open all evening. There is also a full dinner. They will be served. The attendees are served an appetizer when the appetizer is being served, cooked on stage, and then a full entree, and then, of course, the surprise cancer-fighting dessert.
Oh, how about that?
Okay. Huh? And it's a full night, a full meal, and again, a reception bar that will be open during the evening as well.
All right. Now, what about...
And that's all included.
All right. What about acquiring the tickets and how much? Where do they get them?
On our website. Thank you. On the website, chopcancerupstate.com. And there's a ticket tab. You can go right there and select your tickets. They are $150 each. And that includes the full night, everything included. And you can have a drop-down box when you order your ticket to actually have your ticket purchase benefit one of the chefs if you want to. They are charged with raising a certain amount of money for the team, and so that helps them as well. And you can imagine they're out peddling their cooking skills at this moment. But chopcancerupstate.com, and go to the ticket tab at the top of the website.
And I probably should know this, but the monies that are raised, they go to local sourcing to fight cancer in the Upstate?
Yes. Yeah. Well, they do go back to the Upstate, all to our organization, the Cancer Survivors Park Alliance.
Okay.
And people can check that out as well on the website. There's a link back to our homepage. And that is to bring these programs of survivorship to the Upstate in our center. We partner, interestingly, with all of the 26 Upstate cancer agencies and support hospitals, all the three main hospitals, the normal cancer societies you might think of, Cancer Society of Greenville, American Cancer Society. They are all part of benefits from our organization. We just really want to connect survivors with resources in a public trail access point. I mean, 500,000 people are going to pass by our center every year.
Yeah.
Just by walking on the Swamp Rabbit Trail.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's, as I said, this is something that impacts all of us, and cancer knows no boundaries. I've had personal experience dealing with children with cancer, and...
I'm sorry.
Well, you meet some amazing kids and fighting fights that they should never confront. Extraordinarily young ages, and you don't realize how many people and families are so afflicted. And so again,
that is so true.
Yeah, this is a fight we all share. And again, if you have not personally been impacted by cancer to this point in your life, you will certainly be impacted by it at some point. And so it is a fight that we all need to engage in. And this sounds like a tremendous evening. And again, it's for a great cause. So the money, the ticket price is really, it's beyond fair because it's what you would expect. It's a donation. You're helping this tremendous cause, and you get the side benefit of getting to watch all this entertainment and the cook-off, and you get to stuff your face as well with stuff that's actually good for you.
And you get to eat.
Right.
That's so true. What's the downside? There's no downside.
Exactly. No downside that I can say. All right, Kate, so one more time. It's March 8th from 6 to 10. You can get your tickets by going to chopcancerupstate.com. Is that correct?
That's correct, yes.
And the event will be at Embassy Suites at Verde Boulevard.
Yes, Correct. Yes, and it's to for all survivors. You know, it's interesting that you made a great statement that if you haven't been impacted, you will. And really, we interpret survivorship as those going through the fight right now, those who are caregivers, friends, loved ones, family, and even when you lose somebody to cancer, which we don't want to happen, you survive their life and celebrate that they live. And that's an important point, that we can celebrate those that we miss, but they were survivors and we survived them to keep their life and memory alive.
Absolutely. You're doing God's work, Kay. Let me ask you, anything we missed?
No, you were great.
Okay, thank you.
You're calm. We'd love to see you.
So were you. I may just do that, Kay. Thank you so much, Kay. Really appreciate the information.
Well, thank you, and enjoy your show. Thank you for all you do.
Thanks. Have a good day. You know, again, these people are doing great work, very important work, and it's a great local event. It'll be a fun time for all. So make your plans now. Again, go to chopcancerupstate.com. to get your tickets. I promise you'll thank me later. All right, we'll take a break here in a minute, and we'll get back to the conversation on the other side. Before we get a break, let me tell you about my friends at Crude LED. Expertise is yet another reason contractors and facility managers choose Crude LED. We sell the best products because we design them ourselves. The practical experience of installing them and learning what works best for our contractors and installers allows us to create fixtures that are exceptionally easy to install and include all the necessary parts without anything else to buy. This is Crude LED. Call them 864-401-8156, 864-401-8156, or email them at sales@crute-led.com. That's Crute, K-R-U-T, -LED.com for more info on our innovative products or to place your order today. It's Crute LED. If you're a contractor, an electrician, if you own a business, if you don't have Crute Lighting working for you, you're falling further behind. Trust me. Go see them. They're amazingly intelligent people, first of all. I mean, they design and make these things themselves, and the quality of lighting is so vastly superior, and trust me, it is well worth your time to go check them out. Do that today. You'll thank me later. Walt Tipchula Road Rage, quick break. We'll be back.
Does your home have wall cracks, uneven floors, or doors and windows that are sticking? These are all signs that a foundation problem is stealing value from your home. Call Canty Foundation Specialist at 475-1671. We know your home is your number one investment, and we can help protect it. Don't wait for a foundation problem to get worse. If you have sagging floors or cracks in your sheetrock, call Canty Foundation Specialist, 475-1671, or visit us at cantyfoundationsc.com.
Granger Nissan of Anderson is the home of the lifetime warranty. At Granger Nissan, we are all about family, so we are looking for a play ball kid for every Clemson weekend home game. Stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson to register your kid. You don't have to do anything, and nobody's going to pressure you into buying a car. Simply come by and register your kid to stand at home plate and shout play ball. You'll get four tickets to the game, and your family and your kid will get an experience they will always remember. Granger Nissan of Anderson, proud partner of the Clemson Tigers.
Hey, Tiger fans, this is Leighton Cubbage, class of 77, with an update on Lakeside Lodge Clemson. This condo hotel is officially under construction. If you love the Clemson family, then you need to know about it. Lakeside Lodge offers 1, 2, and 3-bedroom condos starting from the mid-200s. You can use it whenever you want and rent it when you're away with hotel amenities like housekeeping, food and beverage services. You get the perks of ownership without the hassle of maintenance. Hurry, because these condos are selling fast. Visit our sales office at 906 Tiger Boulevard, next to Ruby Tuesdays.
Engineered Sleep is setting the bar high when it comes to President's Day. They're running a massive sale that begins on February 11th and goes until February 18th. You have one full week to take advantage of huge savings on Engineered Sleep's most popular mattresses, adjustable beds, and pillows. If it's time for you to get a new mattress, then mark your calendars and go support your local mattress manufacturer. Engineered Sleep Showroom and Factory, 627 Congaree Road in Greenville.
What if there was a paint that made you look at paint differently? One that completely rewrote paint's genetic code so it can strengthen any color? What if it's built with better ingredients? Even given superpowers? Since Benjamin Moore reinvented the way paint is made, it makes you wonder, is it still paint? Benjamin Moore, paint like no other.
The Carter Color Company, 1067 Tiger Boulevard, Clemson. Your independent, local Benjamin Moore paint retailer.
In the center of it all lies a crown jewel of Anderson, the Anderson Sports and Entertainment Center. Adventure awaits at the KidVenture Playground. There's 64 acres for sports, including 7 ball fields, 3 soccer fields, 8 tennis courts, and miles of hiking paths. A 10,000-seat amphitheater, and the county's largest ballroom and seating for up to 3,200 spectators. Hosting a private event? Look no further than the Anderson Sports and Entertainment Center. In the center of it all, go to AndersonEvents.com.
If your loved one is no longer comfortable living in their own home due to memory loss or aging, Dominion Senior Living is here to help. At Dominion, outstanding physical, emotional, and spiritual care is the standard. Their community offers a modern, comfortable place to call home. Honoring God through service to seniors, Dominion Senior Living at Patrick Square in Clemson and Highway 81 in Anderson. Exclusively designed to promote vitality with support when needed, visit DominionSeniorLiving.com for more information.
No one knows sports like Walt knows sports. It's Road Rage with Walt Deptula on 105.5 The Roar.
Well, you're lucky to be so popular.
Now back to Walt and Ramona.
Tip to the Red Rage. We are WCCP 105.5 The Roar. You want in, you're welcome to 654-7627. Let me tell you about Joe's New York Pizza on Patrick Square. It's the queen of trail. I'm actually craving Joe's right now, Ramona. You know, it doesn't get better than Joe's. You know, your meal starts with the garlic knots. Or should. You just get them stuffed. They have two types, but get them stuffed with the hot melted cheese. I mean, they fill them up with hot, melted, cheesy goodness, and they serve it with the marinara sauce, which takes them 8 hours to make. That's the finest sauce you will ever put in your mouth. Manja. Trust me. You dip those garlic knots in that sauce, you could eat just that. I mean, they're incredible. You will stuff your face with them, I promise. And then the appetizers, the pepperoni twist, the meatballs and marinara, the meatball sliders, the entrees, the taste of Italy, the chicken parm, the authentic lasagna with beef and multiple cheeses. I mean, the award-winning pizza, the desserts, which are all homemade, including cannolis. You know what a cannoli is? And then there's the cheesecake, which is the only dessert that isn't homemade. That comes from the Carnegie Deli in New York. It's the finest cheesecake ever conceived of. This is what a night at Joe's entails. Get to Joe's New York Pizza, Patrick Square, Issaquena Trail. Go see John, Joe, and the whole team. Trust me, you'll love them. Bring the family. Bring the neighbors. Get out to Joe's. You want to get in, 654-767, 654-767. I have a lot of things I want to get to. I still have some AAF talk I want to get to. Did you see the Bradley Beal travel? This is absolutely hysterical. Bradley Beal, I don't know who first posted this. I don't know where I first saw it. But Bradley Beal took an Uber ride. And what's really funny, that's not the funny part. The funny part is, and I'm looking for it on my Twitter feed right now, which of course is not cooperating. The funny part is, oh, here it is. Well, this is my response. I responded to official NBA refs because there's a Twitter feed for NBA refs and they explain calls. Like if you
on the Twitter?
Yeah.
Okay.
So if you have video or a question about NBA officiating, they will explain it. And so video was presented to them of Bradley Beal driving to the rim, and their answer was that it was legal. Their answer was that it was legal. I mean, honestly, have some self-respect. I tweeted out this video. Here's what I wrote, Ramon. I wrote this to them. I wrote this to the NBA officials. I wrote, that was an Uber ride. Beal went from 3 feet outside the left elbow down the lane and to the other side of the rim without bouncing the ball. The only thing he didn't do was jump over a car, dunk contest style, where they don't bounce the ball at all. I mean, it's an absolute affront to our vision, our sensibilities, everything, that you would suggest that that's not a travel. But these people did. They suggested that wasn't a travel. Beal, this is the gospel truth. He literally started 3 feet to the left of the left elbow of the foul line. He went from there all the way down the lane, under the basket, and out the other side without bouncing the ball. And according to the official NBA refs, it was not a travel, according to them. I don't know if I can't see their initial response, but it's utterly laughable to anybody who saw it. You know something else that's laughable? You want to get in, 654-7627. What are these people doing at the Charleston Post and Courier? What are these people doing? Honestly, I have read several extremely suggestive headlines from their sports department of late, from multiple writers. And then I go read the article, and it all has to do with the Clemson Osterine situation. I go read the article, and in every case, there's a total disconnect. There is nothing in the articles that correspond in any way, shape, or form to the sensationalistic tabloid-style title subject lines that are being presented by the Charleston Post and Courier. Honestly, it's embarrassing. I think you people ought to be ashamed. That's what I think. Because when I read a headline that is sensationalistic in nature and it drags me in, I expect to see supportive evidence of the headline. I'm not seeing any of that. I'm not even really seeing loose ties. And I'm not sure how you think that's going to serve you well in the long term, because I don't personally think it is. I think it's actually sort of short-sighted. I mean, you lured me in twice. I can tell you personally, you won't lure me in again. I'm not going to read what you have to offer. I'm sorry, I'm not. I'm not going to read any more of your articles, because I read two of them with extremely misleading headlines. Headlines that in no way, shape, or form was there any evidence in the corresponding articles to connect to the headline. And I know what the claim is. The claim is, well, you know, the authors of the articles aren't writing the headlines. That's not my problem. That's your problem. That's a you problem. That's a you problem. Connect them. That doesn't exonerate the authors. I mean, you're all to blame. You're all to blame. And again, here's what you're really attempting to do, in my mind. When I see these headlines, you're essentially trying to anger a fan base, because the headlines are not only sensationalistic, they seem a bit targeted to me. And I think you're actually trying to stir people up. Again, I'm not sure how many times you can do that before people say, okay, I've done this once, I've done this twice, I'm not going to do it anymore. And I've seen it now multiple times from the Charleston Post and Courier. You know, one of the headlines was that Dabo Swinney suggested that they that Dabo Swinney says that Clemson may have given the athletes the Ostarine and products they gave them. There was nothing in the article that suggested that. Nothing. It was at the very least, it was an enormous leap in logic. I mean, I'm just telling you, myself, I don't appreciate it. I don't appreciate reading headlines that lure me in. Again, when you're making claims in headlines, I expect to see, when I go to the article, I expect to see supportive evidence of those claims. And, like, for example, in that case, Dabo Swinney said nothing of the sort. Dabo Swinney was discussing the possibilities of the way, conceivably, these athletes could have ingested it. Look, I don't know how that's going to turn out. I have no idea. Maybe the athletes involved took it. I don't know. I have no way of knowing. But I know this. I know that when you have a separate individual writing headlines designed to be sensationalistic in nature, you're going to lose people soon. You've lost me already. I'm out. I'm just telling you, you can do what you want. You can do what you want. I'm personally telling you I'm out. I've read two articles in which the articles did not correspond to the headlines. I won't be reading a third. I'm done with you. That's why I don't think it's, I think it's short-sighted. I've had people claim that this has been the operating method there for decades. I have no idea. All I can speak to is the two articles I read, in which I read headlines that I found were in almost no way associated with the facts that were to follow in the articles. And again, I don't know what your goal is. I mean, you know, if your goal is to be the National Enquirer, then be the National Enquirer. If your goal is to provide legitimate information, then act like it. Because I think it's sort of embarrassing. And again, if I'm one of the authors and my free pass is that, well, I didn't write the headline, that's not a free pass at all. Because it's my work. I'm putting my name on it. So I'm going to go to the people above me and I'm going to say, hey, man, I'll write my own headlines. I don't want these kind of ridiculous, sensationalistic headlines that have no connection to the article, or at best, loosely connected to the article. You know, you're responsible for it. It's your work. I mean, if somebody was doing something to my show in some fashion that I put my name to every day that I didn't like, trust me, I would go tell them.
Yeah.
Ramona knows that. Trust me, I would go tell them. If you're the authors of these articles, you're putting your name to it. I mean, it doesn't bother you that somebody else, I guess, is topping your article with a sensationalistic headline that is almost a total disconnect from what you're writing. It would bother me. I'd be doing something about that today, I'll tell you right now. But, you know, all I can tell you is, as a consumer, I'm done consuming. I'm finished. I read one. I didn't find any connection between the article and the headline. I read a second, different author. I didn't find any connection. Different writer. I didn't find any connection between the article and the headline. Okay, I'm done with you. That's two. That's it. I won't be reading a third. Because I know what I'm going to get. I know what I'm going to get. I'm sorry. You know, and if you want to figure out who's to blame there, it's everybody. It's everybody. Have some responsibility. Because I don't think that's acting responsible. I just don't. You want to get in, you're welcome to 654-7627, 654-7627. Roger and Clark, I'm coming right to you. Let me tell you about my friends at First Class Halt. Halt's an acronym. It stands for Honda, Acura, Lexus, Toyota. No one does it like them. Greg is over 25 years. Greg's in Anderson, as is Steve. Greg is over 25 years of Lexus experience. Steve is over 35 years with Honda and Acura. You're getting top flight specialists with First Class Halt. Knowledge that's top flight in the industry. They always explain the options to you so you, the customer, can make the final calls. That's First Class Halt. They give you a 3-year, 36,000-mile nationwide warranty, free roadside assistance, free shuttle to get you back and forth from the shop during your service. You can also enjoy coffee and snacks while you wait, or as I indicated before, you can take the free shuttle. I don't know who does these things for you. You know, every day we get comments from people who are going to First Class Halt and experience it. Again, the Anderson location is relatively new. These people are absolutely brilliant at what they do. They drive these vehicles. They work on them. You have a competitive advantage over the rest of us if you own these vehicles. And right now, First Class Halt is an ultimate special for you. You're going to love what we do at First Class Halt. The February specials are here. You get 14% off labor at First Class Halt on previous recommendation. You get 100% off any Halt timing belt, Honda, Acura, Lexus, Toyota package. Both are going on now at both locations, Greenville and Anderson. So you can get all that at both locations, Greenville and Anderson. And then the Anderson location only, they have an FCH offer on a diagnostic check, full diagnostic check, for just $99. This is all at First Class Halt. Call them. In Anderson, it's 260-9600, 260-9600. In Greenville, it's 297-1212, 297-1212. All right, we'll take a quick break. When we get back, it's Roger and Clark coming right to you. Don't go anywhere.
Join 105.5 The Roar for the Mark Childress Show. Co-host of the Tiger Tailgate Show and weekend sports anchor at Channel 7, Mark Childress interviews your favorite players and takes a hard look at recruiting. The Mark Childress Show, Saturdays at 9 a.m. only on 105.5 The Roar.
Calling all superheroes. Do you wish there was a way to make extra money while helping others in need? Now is your chance. BioTest Plasma Center in Clemson is seeking plasma donors who will be compensated for their time and travel. New donors can earn $50 on each of their first five donations. Repeat donors earn up to $310 a month. Walk-ins welcome. Become a superhero and save lives. Schedule your appointment and get more info at biotestplasma.com. Again, that's biotestplasma.com.
Let us bring your new Honda directly to you. Hendrick Honda Easily now offers direct on-site demos of your new Honda. Don't want to deal with traffic? Hendrick Honda Easy will bring your new Honda to your work, home, or church. Call today to schedule your personal on-site car buying experience from Hendrick Honda Easily. Call 864-855-1234 or visit ilovehendrickhondaeasily.com. Again, ilovehendrickhondaeasily.com. Experience a world-class difference at Hendrick Honda Easily.
For Valentine's, treat her to a day of relaxation and rejuvenation at Lilia Day Spa, Anderson's premier spa. Their therapists are ready to restore her mind, body, and spirit in a relaxing and private environment. Select from the Sweet Treat package, the Be Mind package, Cupid's Holiday, or the Sweetheart package. Or let Lilia Day Spa create something special for her. A gift certificate from Lilia Day Spa is ideal for Valentine's Day and shows her you care. 116 Benson Street, downtown Anderson. Lilia Day Spa, Anderson's premier spa.
You've heard talk about Harbin Lumber's strong customer service and elite customer support. They know that time is make or break for you contractors and handymen. Harbin Lumber will walk you through the project from start to finish, providing your order in full and on time. Harbin Lumber will partner with you and find solutions that will not create costly issues and problems later. Call today at 353-5053. That's 353-5053. Harbin Lumber Company. All they need is an opportunity. They will earn the rest.
Carolina Heating Service has the power to keep the upstate comfortable with the most innovative products and an award-winning team of technicians. Kick off the new year with a free water heater when you purchase a new HVAC system. If your HVAC unit is needing replaced, chances are your water heater is ready too. Why not do both? Call us for an in-home estimate and let us know you heard it on WCCP The Roar. free water heater is only for a limited time. Call us today. Carolina Heating Service, 864-232-5684 or online at carolinaheating.com.
Hello, beautiful.
Well, today it's hello, handsome. I'm Angela Matthews.
And I'm Cindy Jackson. We're with Back to 30 Rejuvenation Centers, and we're here to talk about tips, tricks, and celebrity secrets.
Guys, do you have fatigue, weight gain, loss of muscle mass, or low sex drive?
It may be low T.
And Back to 30 can help.
For a limited time, get it checked for only $99.
Call 372-3003, backto30.com, where consultations are always free.
Look good.
Feel good.
Life's good.
Goodbye, handsome.
Foothills Metal Supply of Pickens is your local supplier for metal roofing supplies and more. Buy from a dealer who has pride in providing you with the highest quality materials at the best price. Stop by their lot at 2331 Walhalla Highway in Pickens today and see all they have to offer. Foothills Metal Supply allows you to cut out the middleman and go directly to what you need. Call today for more information at 864-481-9180. That's 864-481-9180.
Wants better than Walt Deptula. Just ask him. It's Road Rage on 105.5 The Roar.
Is this a practical joke?
Now back to Walt and Ramona.
To the Road Rage, we're at WCCP 105.5 The Roar. We are back. Let me tell you about Harry's. Roger will come right to you. You can get in if you want, 654-767. Look, what I love most about Harry's is the flexible soft hinge. Glides right across the contours of my face. There are never any cuts or burns. It's the smoothest and safest shave around. It's Harry's. Trust me. Join the 10 million who have tried Harry's. You get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Plus free shipping. Use code WALT at Harrys.com. Again, if you're a new customer, explain to me why you would not do that. You get it all for $3 and free shipping. Look, Harry's founders were tired of paying up for razors that were overpriced and overdesigned. The razors that play music or have vibrating heads or flex balls or handles that look like spaceships. These things not only have nothing to do with a quality shave, they're actually a hindrance to a quality shave because they mess with the ergonomics and the balance of a fine razor. Not to mention, they're only put on because they want to boost the price. Harry's doesn't do any of that. They bought the German factory. They knew there was a better way. They bought the German factory that ground the finest and sharpest steel, and the rest, as they say, is history. And now there's this. For a limited time only, Harry's is a special offer for listeners of my show. New customers get $5 off a trial set from Harry's with code WALT at harrys.com. That means you get the razor, the weighted handle, the foaming shave gel, and travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping when you use code WALT at harrys.com. Go to harrys.com today. Use code WALT at checkout to claim your offer. Ladies, you shave too, right? I mean, this works for anybody. It's not just a men thing. You can, I mean, at this price, are you kidding me? Look, tell them I sent you. It's the way this works, but do it today. Go to harrys.com. Use promo code WALT. You will thank me later. All right, back to the phones. Roger, how are you?
Hey, doing good, Walt.
Appreciate you getting in, Roger.
Yeah, you know, I checked out the AAF football game Saturday night. This was not terrible. I mean, it was watchable. I'll say that. It was, Spurrier was doing some things, and
yeah,
it was somewhat entertaining. It was better than I thought it would be. I wouldn't give it an A. I'd give it something like a C+. Okay. And it intrigued me enough to look at the, because I heard something yesterday that CBS is not going to be showing any more of these games. This game, this football game, basically AA football, you know, they're pros, but, I mean, it's like watching minor league baseball. It's that level of football. This game beat the NBA head-to-head.
Yeah.
And beat the NBA primetime game head-to-head. They were on the same time. CBS, the network CBS, is not going to show another game this year. There's a game on there's one game on TNT this Sunday, the 16th, or is that Saturday? That's Saturday. And then the rest of the games are going to be on CBS Sports Network. Something called FUBU, TV FUBU, which is a streaming service. It's going to be on Bleacher Report is going to stream games. In other words, they have a successful product and they're going to bury it. And I can't believe, well, they're going to have NFL Network too. A lot of people have that, but not as many people have that as have this, you know, regular CBS with, you know, the production that they would do and the national audience that they get. I can't believe that they're just going to throw this aside and say, well, we beat the NBA head to head. Let's not make them look too bad. I mean, this league, see, that's what I think. Well, I think there's an opening for football. It was proven years ago, but it wasn't carried out to the fullest extent as it should have been successfully. There's a market for football after the Super Bowl, especially now, more so than ever now. The NBA is going through a rating slump, and I just think when you look at the hunger, the desire to watch things, football, from February through basically August, September, I mean, I wouldn't say the season could go that long. Well, you could certainly run a season February through May.
Yeah, you know, look, I think the first thing is, I think they got a lot of positive initial attention. And I think the initial feedback on social media, which can be vicious, was largely supportive from what I read and saw. So, you know, and they're in a good situation because they really are positioning themselves as a developmental league for the NFL. And so, you know, if they're able to do that, then their success is guaranteed. And again, they have the next 400 players. You know, you have the NFL rosters, and this organization claim the next best 400 players. So you got a bunch of guys who look like NFL quality players and are borderline sort of NFL quality players, and some of them are going to help their case. But I think largely it's been set up. Again, the NFL connections are clear right across the board from Bill Polian on down. Every coach has NFL experience. They didn't want college coaches in it. It's clear what their intent is. It's to not just align themselves, but I think connect themselves to the National Football League. And there are already some contractual arrangements that suggest that connection. So I think that. Look. You know, and then they also, you know, incorporated the idea of local products playing in local markets, which I think is wise to a degree, at least at the start. I think the real concern of the opposite is going to be the XFL. The XFL is actually going to try and position themselves as a competitor to the NFL.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what. I don't know. I've heard some things about the XFL, what they're going to do offensive-wise, where there's going to be a bunch more eligible receivers and things of that nature, and I don't know about all that. Well, you know, I just don't know the player pool. If you have a player pool that's already going to the AAF, the XFL player pool is going to be further weakened
right. And
depleted to the point where it's not going to be watchable. The only thing I've watched the game tonight.
But, Roger, what they're going to do at least this seems like their plan is they're going to try and lure younger players out. The AAF is going to exist in alliance. The AAF is going to exist in alliance with the NFL's principles, which is, you know, no player comes out without 3 years of maturity. But
the XFL
is going to try and shortcut them.
If they allow 18-year-olds and 19-year-olds to play in that league and to make immediate money, depending on what the money is, depending on what we're talking about, they could really do
damage to the college game.
They could damage the college game, and they would really scare the NFL, and suddenly the NFL would be put in a tough spot. When I saw the AAF the other night, other than a few drop passes and overthrows, was a fairly clean game, a pretty clean game. I love the sky judge rule. I like the accelerated, faster play, pace to play with the play clock. I had no idea of all the things going on with it in terms of the ties to the NFL. I didn't know it was affiliated at first, but as soon as I saw Bill Polian walk out, that's like having Roger Goodell walk out.
Yeah.
Bill Polian, it's the same person. They are the, it's the same, it's the establishment of the NFL putting its stamp on the AAF. But like you said, I'd be very curious what the XFL will do if they leave. Now, the XFL could blow it. They've already done it one time. They blew it. They blew it 18 years ago. But with the players now, if you have a national signing day, think about this. Well, if you have a national signing day and these kids are suddenly torn between, well, do I want to sign with a college team or maybe I have a chance to go make immediately $100,000 or $200,000 or who knows what the money would be for some top talent. Let's say a Trevor Lawrence type quarterback, comes out. He's the number one recruit, and he's not in a good position financially with his family. He's not as well off as some people. He's like, you know what? I can play in the XFL for 2 or 3 years, not get hurt, and then make big money playing in the NFL. That's going to be the situation that these kids are going to face. The XFL's not going to say you can't play in the NFL. If they do that, they'll shoot themselves in the foot, and they'll never get off the ground. But if they, if they actually exist for 3 years and allow players to move on after they turn, 20 or 21 and want to make millions of dollars, then they could, that would be very interesting if they allowed 18 or 19-year-old kids immediately after signing day. You're going to have a flurry of kids make a decision. Well, it's not just between Clemson, Alabama, and Oklahoma and Ohio State. It's also between some XFL team who's going to pay them $500,000.
Right. Or
who
knows how much.
Depends on who the owners are, Walt.
Yeah, but
the owners of these teams.
Even if it's a 2-year rule, even if they shortcut the NFL by 1 year, and look, some of these kids don't want to go to school. They want to play football.
No.
They want to play sports. They're not really interested in school. I mean, Maurice Claret would have jumped on this, absolutely.
Hundreds of players would.
And that's going to be...
Daniel Clowney would have.
And that's what's going to be interesting, to see just how big a pool that is and how many guys the XFL can cut off from the NFL and or remove from college early. And I said this the other day, that is my biggest concern. I was asked by people on Twitter about the AAF in that regard. And I said, no, I'm not worried about the AAF. The AAF is trying to abide by NFL rules and guidance and wants to align themselves with the league. So they're not going to do anything to, cliche alert, shoot themselves in the foot. But the XFL is much more of a rogue operation. That's how they present themselves. They want to be a competitor to the NFL. And as such, if they actually go about and they do this and they are able to lure players from college early, this is my big concern, because this could be extremely damaging to the college game.
Well, Vince McMahon has money. It depends on who the owners are. I don't know how the ownership sets up. Well, we remember the USFL.
Well, and Bob Stoops is now in charge of one of those franchises. So that gives them a little bit of credibility that they didn't have. I mean, I was shocked when I saw the Stoops announcement.
Well, he's going to make money. It's all about money. Yeah. Everything is, but it's also, Donald Trump, President Trump, back in the 80s, he signed not one but two Heisman Trophy winners, Doug Flutie and Herschel Walker.
Yeah.
It depends on what they do. But think about this too, Walt. Think about these transfers, these kids that are out there in limbo that don't like their situation. Well, what if Josh Fields' situation hadn't been rectified? He'd go to the XFL. He'd say, you know what, the heck with this. I'm not carrying a book bag. I want to play football. So he could have gone. And there's hundreds of kids who could have gone. There are kids that will play maybe 1 year in college. And there's all kinds of scenarios. Davion Clowney basically walked through and went through the motions for 2 years at South Carolina. A player like that wouldn't have to do that if you have an alternative league that actually pays the players a decent money.
I have to run, Roger. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yeah, look, again, this was my concern voiced the other day in response to the questions about the AAF that I got. Because that's what people were asking. Joe Allen on Twitter had raised the specter of the AAF. potentially acting in that manner. And I said, no, I don't think so. Because, again, this is a league that is really looking to connect to the NFL. So it's unlikely to me that they're going to do anything that would tick off the National Football League. They're going to try quite the opposite. And I think from a common sense sustainability standpoint, that makes perfect sense. That makes perfect sense. The XFL, though, is setting themselves up as something quite opposite. They are setting themselves up as a would-be competitor to the National Football League, and already indicated that their plan would be to go after players early, perhaps 2 years, maybe sooner. And again, if they are able to do that, then, you know, we talk about the dangers to college football. We talk about the conscientious objectors, the players leaving early. The XFL potentially poses a real danger to college football. Because, again, if they have the funding, and I don't know what type of funding we'd be talking about to pay players to leave school early. I mean, I don't think players would be doing it for less than $100,000, but, you know, I could see that happening. Let me tell you about Carson's Steak Warehouse and Saloon. Carson's is your place for a quick lunch, celebrating a special occasion, or if you just want a great dinner. Hand-cut steaks from their in-house butcher, fresh-baked yeast rolls, grilled teriyaki salmon, fresh strawberry shortcake, double-fried chicken wings, open every day. Happy hour Monday to Saturday, 4 to 8. Discounted appetizers, beer, wine, and cocktails. Don't forget the chili cheese fries, by the way. Texter 940 will be after me. Try the golden fried catfish sandwich, filet mignon, or smoked ribs. Carson's is also accepting reservations in their large private dining room for social and corporate events, family or school reunions. Book your reservation today. Carson's will handle the rest. You can view their full menu online at carsonsteakwarehouse.net. carsonsteakwarehouse.net. 226-9400. 226-9400. Don't forget the peanuts. Get out to Carson's Steak Warehouse and Saloon. You'll thank me later. Walt Tiptula, Road Rage. Quick break.
Another hour of great sports talk from the Priority One Security Studios. We are WCCP, Clemson, Greenville, 105.5, The Roar.
This weekend, Monty Lee and the Tigers start their 2019 season with a weekend series against the Jaguars from South Alabama. Come on out and watch the Tigers all weekend at Doug Kingsmore Stadium as the road to Omaha starts now. First pitch is Friday at 4 p.m., Saturday at 3 p.m., and Sunday at 1 p.m., with each broadcast beginning 30 minutes before first pitch, right here on the Clemson Tigers Network.
Catch all the action right here on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
You have cracks in your driveway, sidewalk, or settling pool decks? Why tear it out when you can lift it? Canty Foundation Specialists can raise concrete slabs back to its original position using our patented PolyLevel process. Call Canty today at 864-475-1671. Don't replace it, raise it. 475-1671, or visit us at cantyfoundationsc.com.
Join 105.5 The Roar for the Mark Childress Show. Co-host of the Tiger Tailgate Show and weekend sports anchor at Channel 7, Mark Childress interviews your favorite players and takes a hard look at recruiting. The Mark Childress Show, Saturdays at 9 a.m. only on 105.5 The Roar. Zero Res is the answer to cleaning at its finest with no harsh chemicals. No residue, safe from toxins, and your carpet, upholstery, tile, and grout will stay cleaner longer. Spell it forwards or backwards, it's the right way to clean. ZeroResGreenville.com.
Hello, this is John LaHoop, Executive Director of Clemson Downs. We're excited about another season of Clemson Tiger Baseball. We look forward to what Monty Lee's team will do this year. Remember, Clemson Downs is the only continuing care retirement community in the Clemson area. For more information on all our levels of care, visit ClemsonDowns.com or call 654-1155. It's been a great season for Clemson Downs and Clemson Athletics. Go Tigers!
Cars cost less than travelers rest at George Coleman Ford, and it's never been more true than February. This month, George Coleman Ford will meet or beat any documented out-the-door price from any upstate dealer. You heard me right. Any new car, truck, SUV, George Coleman Ford will meet or beat any dealer's price. See my friends at George Coleman Ford and Travelers Rest and save big. Applies only to in-stock inventory. Offers within 5 business days. Price matches before applicable rebates.
If you want a Honda, Acura, Lexus, or Toyota, there's only one place to get your car, SUV, or truck serviced. That's First Class HALT. HALT stands for Honda, Acura, Lexus, and Toyota. That's all they do, and they do it well. And they back it up with some of the best warranties in the upstate. Be sure to check them out online. The latest specials can be found at firstclasshalt.com. That's firstclasshalt.com. Or visit them in Greenville at 1304 Roper Mountain Road or in Anderson at 4135 Clemson Boulevard. That's First Class HALT.
It's 2019 and Scores Jewelers is finally in its new home on Civic Center Boulevard in Anderson. Scores Jewelers has grown into the premier jewelry store in the area thanks to you. And guys, if it's time to show her that she's the one you want to make memories with, we're here to make finding the right ring easy. Right now, we have special 36 months no interest financing available. And at Scores, you can compare diamonds side by side to see the difference for yourself. And with one of the largest selections of mountings in the area, finding the right style has never been easier. And best of all, if we don't have it, we can make it specially for you. We have custom design in-house to create whatever she wants. Of all the things we offer, the most important is guidance and expertise. We're here to help make finding